There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm very excited. We have a great guest today. You know how Dylan, I tell you all the time, he's obsessed with race cars and driving, and he's always having to get these toys. And well, today we have a woman that is breaking barriers in motorsports. Her work on the track transcends into her passion for breaking barriers in a male-dominated sport, redefining stereotypes and paving the way for those who have were denied the opportunity based on their gender or ethnicity.
Yes. Samantha Tan, she's 26 years old, Chinese-Canadian professional race car driver and team owner of Samantha Tan Racing. Her journey is centered on empowering women and minorities while inspiring the next generation to follow their dreams.
Well, we could not be more excited to have her come in. So let's get this started. Please welcome Samantha to the show. Samantha, thank you for joining us today. I'm excited about this. It's funny. Our kids are, my son in particular, so obsessed with race cars right now. He's like, race car. What's faster, Dad? What do you think's faster? All the time. And you are breaking barriers now as what the first female sponsored by BMW. Am I correct?
Yes.
And for our listeners, can you describe a little bit about the league you race in? And I know the Grand Prix, the Long Beach Grand Prix is what's coming up, correct?
Yep.
Explain a little bit to them about, okay, the world you race in versus NASCAR. I know Formula One is mostly in, like, there's more Europe. NASCAR is US, but what's the difference in the league you race in compared to like NASCAR?
Yeah, sure. So Formula One's obviously probably the most popular version of racing nowadays. But I do race on those kinds of tracks, for example. Wow. So I do visit COTA this year, which is a Formula One track. But I don't race oval tracks like NASCAR does. Yep. What I race in is sports cars. So it's essentially kind of like your street car modified into a race car. There's not a lot of electronics. There's a lot of things that are taken out for weight. But we do race on these road courses, and I race in sprint races as well as endurance races. And these races could go anywhere from an hour to 24 hours long. But it's not just me in the car. If it's an endurance race, I could be joined by three other co-drivers. So it's a lot of fun for sure.
What are you climbing over seats in between the race? You pit stop, you chain, come out really quick into a fire drill and jump back in.
I remember I did an interview once and the guy was like, "You fit three people in the car with you at the same time? Like, how does that work?"
That's wild. So it's a 24-hour race that only stops for a pit stop, essentially, like any race?
Yeah, so we do have, like, maximum drive times just for safety. Yeah. Could be, like, 2-hour maximum or 3-hour maximum, depending on the series. For me personally, it's typically 2 hours. So I could do 2 hours and then come in and do a pit stop, and then my co-driver will jump in for 2 hours, and then I could be right back in after that. Really depends on the strategy, but yeah, we only really come in for pit stops. The car runs for the full 24 hours, but drivers do get to take breaks.
Wow. So the big difference is, like you said, yours is more, the league you race in, it's more of souped up street cars versus NASCAR is its own sort of car, the way it's built.
Yeah.
And you guys hit a similar speed, like max speeds.
As NASCAR?
Yeah, but they're more in a loop. So they're probably going, you guys have turn. It's a different track to manage.
Yeah, they probably have more top speed. I'm not honestly too knowledgeable about the NASCAR space, but obviously they're only on the oval. They're full throttle. We do have like a lot of like left and right turns, so we do have to brake. We don't have the highest top speed down the straights, but still pretty quick.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be going around a corner at 120 miles per hour. So
wow. Super dangerous. What made you choose this profession? What, were you always a car person, or what, how'd that happen?
Yeah. So I never in my life thought I would become a professional race car driver. But my passion for racing started with my father. He never raced himself, but he's a really big car enthusiast and Formula One fan. So I grew up going to car meets with him and track days with him as a kid. So kind of grew up around cars, but it wasn't until I was old enough to reach the pedals that he started to enroll me in these performance driving schools, because I'm from Canada. We have terrible winters. He wanted me to be a safe driver. He wanted me to learn proper car control. And so I did a bunch of these programs. And at the end of one of them, I got to sit in my very first race car, and I got taken out by a pro driver for a hot lap, and I just remember having the biggest smile on my face, have the time of my life. And as soon as I stepped out of the car, I said to myself, I think I want to be a race car driver. So
wow. How old were
you?
At the age of 16. Okay.
Yep. But that experience that I had in that race car, I think I was 14 at the time. But I started actually pursuing it when I was 16 years old and did my first races when I was 16.
But you don't just jump into a race car and say, "I'm going to be a race car driver." I mean, there's so much skill involved. What was that training like? Did your dad even know exactly how to navigate that? Or you just had to start meeting some race teams and learning on the ground? Or how do you do that?
Yeah. Like I said, I don't come from a racing family. Yeah. So we really had to kind of navigate the racing world once I kind of made that decision that I wanted to try it out. Thankfully, I did have a coach who's very experienced and kind of like helped me form a guide for the start of my racing career. But, you know, getting into it for those first few years, I didn't have any racing experience, just kind of like these track day experiences where they really don't allow racing. For example, if there's a car that's catching up to you, you always have to point them by instead of like actually doing racing. So I was going into it kind of like blindsided, starting from square one. But yeah, thankfully I had my coach, and you know, he really helped guide me throughout the course of my career for sure.
Did you have a female, like a role model at 16 to look up to in the racing world. Like, I don't know too much about it.
It was like Danica Patrick. Did you like, ever follow
besides
her?
Danica,
was it different? Has NASCAR, so it's different, but.
Yeah, it was different. I'd never had a role model that I felt like I could really relate to or anybody that looked like me.
Yeah.
It was very different when I first started racing. I was, you know, often the only woman in the entire paddock or in the series. So, you know, it was very, I didn't really notice it at first. You know, I thought I was just one of like many drivers, but it wasn't until like, you know, after a few years, I was like, oh, this is like consistently happening. There are not a lot of women in motorsport, and it's definitely changed over the years, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Were you treated a bit different? Did you feel it at first?
At first I thought it was just, you know, just racing, but I realized that a lot of, you know, my competitors would be over aggressive with me. They thought that they could like bully me, you know, push me off track, just hit me for no reason, prevent me from like being successful. And even like up until this day, like still having like my success is invalidated by my competitors. Like I remember one race specifically a couple years ago. It was a 24-hour race in Barcelona, and we go out for these things called qualifying sessions where you have a 15-minute period and you basically try to go set your fastest lap time, and that determines your grid position for the race. But I went out and I did a really, really great lap, and I had a competitor, you know, come up and say that they thought my team put in my male co-driver and used my driver ID. Oh, and essentially implying that, you know, I didn't, you know, run that lap. And the best part is we beat him by 30 minutes.
Oh, I love that.
By 30 minutes?
And we won the race. Oh, we won the race and we beat him by 30 minutes.
So how do you
look me in the eye in the podium?
Oh, my God. I was going to ask you, how do you navigate knowing that there is a little bit of discrimination because you're a female and you're really good? So it's very threatening to them. Like, how do you deal with that when you have to face them then backstage and with the press, you know, looking at people that, you know, they're looking at you up and down going, she doesn't belong here. Like, how do you navigate? How do you go to bed knowing this is happening? Let me just find some peace so I can continue.
Yeah, I think it's definitely been, you know, a journey to reach the point where I've had like built up this self-confidence to say, you know, I can just go out there and prove it out on track. But, you know, at the beginning of my career, not really knowing the racing world and often, again, like not having a role model that I could look up to, it was very terrifying to have these kinds of thoughts. Mm-hmm. And it definitely caused a lot of self-doubt in the beginning. But over the course of my career, you know, I realized that I do deserve to be here and I deserve as much space on track as anybody else. And yeah, again, like, go prove it out on the track.
I have a question that I've always wondered, and I'm sure this applies to all racing in that world. There is some unwritten rule, right? Like, you're not trying to cause an accident just to win. I mean, I'm sure that's the case, right? There's an unwritten rule that you're trying to take the lead safely, if you will, and cut someone off safely, if you will. But I know, like you said, there are bumps and there are nudges and I don't think people realize, and I just know a little bit about this, but there is a calculated way of racing where I'm tapping you or I'm cutting you off, letting you know I'm coming in and don't tap me. Like, don't cause an accident. Like, there's a dance, so to speak, when you're on the track to try to take the lead and move past people, right?
Yeah, for sure. And you can definitely see that more in sports car racing than in formula racing, for example, because I think if you bump people in formula racing, that's it.
Yeah, it's tire to tire and it's gone.
Like, but
NASCAR, probably similar to you guys. It's nudging, like you can get by.
Yes.
But you guys have corners that are quick, so it's a bit different.
Mm-hmm. But like you said, it is kind of like a dance. It's definitely a mental game out there. Racing is like 85% mental. So it's all about getting in your competitor's head. If you're, you know, bumping them up the straight, for example, you're telling them like, look, I'm here, like watch your mirrors. Again, it's all about the mental game.
Well, cause I imagine, right? Like you said, there's going to be a point, let's say on a turn or a straightaway that, and I would love to know what goes through your mind. Like there's going to be a time when you might have to concede because the person's in a position where if you do too much, it's going to cause an accident. So now you've mentally realized they do have an edge in this certain moment and they might pass you. You could obviously pass them again later. But is that kind of how it works? Like, you have to calculate if you're conceding to the position or if you're going to take, or if you're in the opposite and you're going to take over the position they need to concede? Is that the mental game that goes on, forcing them into a position to submit on a turn or on a straightaway?
Yeah, again, it's like you said, all a mental game. It's kind of like these split second decisions. You're looking at, you're kind of like going into a corner, you're seeing like, are they going to break later than me? Are they going to overshoot the corner? And then in that way, like I let them pass me, but then I kind of like undercut them, you know? There's a, like a lot of different strategies that go into it, but it's really, you know, where you are in the corner at the time, there's a lot of things going on, and it's really about playing that game for sure.
That's what I love about sports. It's like people don't understand all the little nuances in every sport. If it's not just laid out in a big common sort of way, right? Like every, even golf, for example, like little tiny nuances that you're changing with every swing, every little tactic. Race car driving is the same thing. You're not just racing around a track. There's so much strategy going into every decision you make to position yourself to win. It's not just driving a car. There's so much.
How do you mentally deal with accidents? Knowing that at any moment, your life can change in a second. You know, if you get into a really bad accident, and it can happen anytime you race.
For sure. Thankfully, like the race cars nowadays are very, very safe. I mean, we've seen some pretty horrific crashes and the driver's just walking out completely fine. I mean, the safety standards nowadays are just so much better, but I had my very first big crash in 2017. I hit a wall at 100 miles per hour, and I had kept my foot on the brake, which you're not supposed to do, but you know, the fight or flight kicked in and I sprained my ankle because of that.
Wow.
But other than that, I was fine.
Okay.
But at the time I was like, I think I was 19 years old. That was my third year in racing. It definitely just shattered my self-confidence, and I was getting like a lot of hate comments on social media. People being like, oh, like woman driver, like typical, whatever, right? No. And so it was just like a very dark time for me that week, but I'm really glad I was able to kind of pick myself back up off the ground. I got right back into a race car the week after. And, you know, that kind of, that was like definitely like a breaking point in my career for sure. It taught me a lot. Taught me how to kind of push through self-doubts and resistances and really learn from my failures, because I feel like I was being really hard on myself, but I had to really kind of just manage my expectations and just get back into it.
Shows you how every sport, mental toughness is probably one of the most important aspects to any sport to be great, because so many people can have a skill and they can be great at a skill, but if you don't have the mental toughness to get back up after you've been knocked down in a major way with an accident, or, you know, you missed the game winning shot or whatever, you know, on and on and on with sports. Like if you are not mentally capable of overcoming those lows, you will never reach your greatest high. It's impossible. I don't care how good you are in any sport. It's fascinating to hear that even with motocross, like, or motorsport, like driving. It's so interesting.
Diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I apologize for my ignorance. I just don't know too much about the sport, but when it comes to prize money, right? Let's say you win the one that is coming up, the Long Beach Grand Prix. You win that, right? This manifest.
That's one of the biggest. That's a big one, right?
It's actually a standalone event for me. It's not part of my main series.
Oh, okay.
But it is a very big event itself. It's a lot of different race series racing at this event. So it is a big event.
So what is the prize money? Like if you win, like how much are we talking about?
Not sure what it is in that standalone race, for example, but in my main series, I think it's 10 or 25,000 for first place. I have to check on that.
That's the biggest race, right?
For first place. And we do 2 races per weekend in my series. So you have a lot of opportunities to go get that prize money.
And is it an all year round kind of sport, or is it like different seasons, or do you race all year?
Depending on what series you compete in, it can be all year. We always joke that there really is no off season in racing. You could start as early as January and end as late as December. So it could be year round.
Is training kind of, it has to be year round too, training. I mean, you have to probably stay fresh. Mm-hmm. Like our daughter plays competitive tennis, which is how only that I can sort of equate, you know, this mindset to is that she's always has to be on the court, whether she's in maybe a day off a week, because physically it gets draining and all that too. But like, if you don't stay fresh on all of your stuff that you're doing, all the split second decisions and the on and off and move and this and that, and physically stay ready, it's very hard to probably just jump back in after having 2 weeks of not driving or something.
Yeah, for sure. Training is a very, very big aspect of racing for sure. And like a lot of people think it's just driving, but it can, you know, the car could reach up to like 120 30 degrees Fahrenheit in the cockpit. And wow. over the course of 2 hours, you can lose up to two pounds of water weight. You're constantly dealing with G-forces, and the brake pedal is much more difficult to push than your typical street car brake pedal. So it's literally like a leg day every time I get in the car.
Oh, wow.
So I'm, you know, trying to go to the gym 5 times a week. I do karting. I do some sim when I can. It's like sim racing, just to kind of stay sharp, because I've been out of the car actually since October. So,
wow. What's your Super Bowl in your series? Like, what's the big, is there a big one? Like, you know, in tennis, there's the majors, right? There's Wimbledon, there's US Open, but they have all these different other tournaments throughout, but the majors are the big ones. In your series, is there a major or a couple majors?
Yeah, I would say the pinnacle of sports car racing is these like endurance races, these 24-hour races, because it's not just testing the drivers, it's testing the cars, it's testing the teams. You know, you have to endure that time period, right? So the top endurance race, I would say, and it's my ultimate goal, is the 24-hour of Le Mans, which is in France.
Okay.
But then there's three others. These are kind of like, you know, the top four that every driver wants to do, but it's 24-hour of Le Mans, 24-hour Daytona, 24-hour Spa, which is in Belgium, and the 24-hour of Nürburgring, which is in Germany. So those are kind of like the big four.
Very cool. And what do you do to clear your mind when you want to take a break from all the race car driving? Your producers told us that you love fashion and beauty, and that's something that you're also very passionate about.
I thought
that
it was very interesting that you like to be made up. So you do your makeup under the helmet. So you feel empowered. You feel beautiful. Yeah. What is it?
Makeup is kind of like my creative outlet. So sometimes I'll do a little bit more of a creative look on race day, but I always feel that if, you know, I feel good, then I will perform well.
That's
so,
great.
You know, why not do it? And I feel like femininity in general in the sport has always kind of been looked down upon, that, you know, people have said things like, oh, we're just in it for the attention, et cetera, et cetera. So I've always tried to prove that you can both be feminine and be a successful racer. So
that's awesome.
That's why, you know, it's all about being true to myself. Like, these are things that I'm interested in, and I'm not afraid to show it.
That's awesome. What is the age for motorsports? People will do it until what age?
In sports car racing, it's actually quite a wide age range. All the way up until, I've seen people who are in like their 70s still racing. So
really? Competitively? Wow. Competitively?
Yeah. They're very experienced. So they kind of like make up for, you know, your reaction time kind of decreases over the years, but I feel like they make up for it with their experience.
Yeah.
So in sports car racing, it's a pretty wide age range, but in formula racing, like Formula One now, I feel like, what's the oldest driver? Like 30s.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That's insane. What do you think is it's your north? You're 26 years old. You're very, very young. But if you had to complement this sport with something else, or if you end up retiring at some point, what is your north? Like, you want to transition this into what?
Ooh, I mean, as somebody who never had a role model in the industry, I've always wanted to have my own kind of like junior program to help girls break into the industry. So, you know, that's kind of where I see myself, maybe after my racing career is finished, helping guide girls in the industry, because it is very difficult. And I'd love to, you know, impart the knowledge that I have, because, yeah, I've always wanted to be the role model I never had.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's
great. You're like a branding dream. I'm assuming you're getting those kinds of opportunities. You know, you're doing something that is male dominated. You're female. You're beautiful. You're into fashion. You're really good at what you do. It's like, I'm hoping that you're getting a lot of opportunity to become the face of different things, because that's very inspiring for people that look like you. So they feel represented, you know?
Oh, I really appreciate that. We do have some sponsors. I will say that it is very difficult for women to get sponsorship, not just in motorsports, but in sports in general. And, you know, I feel that still to this day, like, people still would rather sponsor the male drivers over the female drivers, just because they don't have as much faith in the results, I guess. But I'm very proud to have brought on board many supportive partners, you know, like BMW. They've been very supportive in my career, and to, you know, now be officially part of the team there, it's just a dream come true for me.
That's awesome. Start working on your makeup line.
I would love to.
That'd be amazing.
That would
and
be
super
huge.
Inspiring. You know, it's like, it's amazing.
I want to go to this Long Beach Grand Prix. I've actually never been. I'm from LA. I've never been to the, are you from, where are you from?
I'm from Toronto originally, but I live in Canadian. Irvine.
Yeah. Is this a big sport up there as well?
It is, but part of the reason why I moved to the States is because racing is a much bigger industry here than it is in Canada. Like, we do have some racing stuff, but definitely, like, the sponsorships, the opportunities, and just the industry as a whole is bigger here.
Okay.
I wonder if you can do, like, stunt. I don't know if I'm making this up, but, like, all this, like, stunt work, right? All these people doing.
Stunt driving, she'd kill it.
I'm assuming you can do that, right? You can actually do some stunt driving? For movies and things like that?
Yeah, a little sneak peek. I just did a commercial and I got to do my own stunt, which is pretty cool.
Perfect.
So that'll be coming out shortly. So stay tuned for that.
Very nice. I love that.
Well, we should get some tickets and go see you. That would be a lot of fun to go to.
Dylan would love that.
He would be.
Dylan would love it. Yeah.
Our little boy is, he's 6 and our daughter's 12, but he is, I'm telling you, obsessed. Dad, what goes faster all the time? Lamborghini faster than the Ferrari? What's the fastest car out there? I'm like, I was like, I don't know, Dylan. Like, they're all pretty fast, but you can only go, you know, 80 at max pretty much when you're driving around in the freeway. You can't go that fast. You know, you're not even supposed to go 80, but most people do. This is like, you know, I want them to experience. I think you get a real kick out of that and seeing a race.
Awesome.
So maybe we'll inquire more about your, you guys and the day you race and all that. That might be fun to come out and support you.
Would love to have you. And actually, we do have a media day on April 9 where I will be taking passengers out on the track itself.
Oh my God. Okay.
What day of the week is April 9th? Is that a weekday? I want to look. Oh, it's a weekday. It's a Tuesday. We could pull them from school.
It's okay.
When is the race?
It's just kindergarten.
When is the race exactly?
The race itself is April 19, but my first race of the season is actually in Sonoma in a couple weeks, April 5 weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's April. What weekend? April 5th?
April 5 to 7, I believe.
Okay, yeah, and then you come right back here for the Long Beach, the Long Beach one, and that's on the 9th. Okay, maybe. All right, let's let's inquire. Let's look into this. This could be a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. This was a pleasure having you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's great talking to you.
Yeah, we wish you the very best.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. So great.
Oh,
I love this.
Oh, my God. She is courageous, man. I don't even know how to.
The field she chose. Yeah. Like she said, it kind of came out of nowhere. She got this sort of itch when she experienced it, and she's obviously maximizing. I love it. I love that she's breaking barriers and making things happen her way, and making a mark.
Amazing.
I really would love to go out and support her. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Dylan would love it.
Love it. Love it.
All right. Well, everybody get ready. Stay tuned. Watch her journey. And till next time. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.